You know, today's gospel is the same one that's used on Ash Wednesday. And I think it basically reminds us that intentions matter. Why we do something is just as important as what and how we do something, especially righteous deeds. You know, righteousness means to keep the covenant promise. God promised to be our God, and we would be his people. And for Jews and us, to act in righteousness means to fulfill one's obligations by keeping the commandments of the covenant. You know, for the Jews, a big part of following the commandments and being religious or righteous includes almsgiving, prayer, and fasting. And we value the same practices. But Jesus today is warning us not to be hypocrites when we give alms, pray, and fast. A hypocrite is someone who claims to believe something but really acts differently. So when we give alms, pray, and fast, are we doing it for the praise of God and to become closer to him? Or are we doing it to receive the praise of men and for show? Jesus is not saying that we shouldn't give alms, pray, and fast in public ever. But when we do, it should be for the right reasons. There's a fine line between being a good example for others to follow and wanting to focus attention on ourselves. What we do in private and public should complement each other when we do it for the right reasons. We should be trying to please God and not worrying about how we can please other people or what others may think. We shouldn't be afraid, though, to practice our faith in public when done for the right reasons because of what other people may think. Worrying about others or what others may think of us should not inhibit us from saying grace, for example, before meals in a restaurant, the workplace, or in a school cafeteria where others may see us pray. Intentions do matter. So let's pray to God for the graces we need to remain faithful to his commandments and the courage to proclaim his gospel to others through our words and actions.